Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley here with Don Callahan from Inside Carolina. Don, you've been at the Shrine Bowl practices all week. For those who may not know, that is the annual game pitting North Carolina high school players against South Carolina high school players. UNC had, I believe, four commits, actually, that are currently on the North Carolina Shrine Bowl roster. What did you observe from those four players, Don?
The two players that kind of really stuck out to me were Jordan Adams and De'Ami Brown. They're both wide receivers committed to UNC, and they actually are playing the same sort of role within the North Carolina Shrine Bowl roster. They're playing a slot position because the other receivers on a very talented receiver depth chart are much taller than Adams and Brown. And even though they're playing the same position, they will actually in the Shrine Bowl get an opportunity to be on the field at the same time. And they both provide the same thing. You know, they have both a very reliable pair of hands, a lot of speed between the two of them. They both are very creative route runners. So they should have big games in the Shrine Bowl. You know, staying on the offense, the other guy, another UNC commit that was there is Javonte Williams, who is UNC's newest commit. He actually committed this past Sunday, and he was originally brought in to play defensive back, and the head coach of the Shrine Bowl, David Gentry, told me that they really just wanted him on the roster, and they were going to plug him in wherever they need it. Now, going on the defensive side of the ball, Javon Terry, who is fresh off his second consecutive state championship for this past year for Wake Forest High School. He actually played corner almost exclusively, but in the Shrine Bowl, he'll be playing free safety, where they're really going to count on his length and his physicality. And, you know, they really hope that he kind of brings a lot of that leadership that he used during Wake Forest High's championship run.
Thanks for the information, Don. To get more information on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.